have a phone number, which is 888-723-7273, extension 320. I wanted to let you know we always receive this question throughout the presentation, as well as emails, and this presentation will be recorded and will be produced and posted on our website. That sometimes takes a little while. I ran into some glitches last week that I had to work through, so now I'll be able to post the work that we did last week in the presentations. So let's get started on today's presentation. And so I wanted to let you know that today's presentation is going to be on the basics on how to use Read How You Want, and we're going to take you through a how to download material right off the website. And we have guest speaker Brady Samkow. I'm going to have her pronounce her full name, and she's from Read How You Want, and she's going to be joining us here in just a minute. So I wanted to let you know that I am Brenda McBride. I am the product manager and market developer for the Classmate Reader, and Brady is in charge of, she's the associate publisher. And I am going to go through the agenda, and then I'm going to pass over the presentation to you. So today we are going to learn about what Read How You Want is and what it provides. And your feedback that you sent, a lot of you have never used Read How You Want, free chapter downloads, and this service. And it's a great option to getting new titles. And we want to know about what is the free chapter download program and how can we be involved with that. How do I download material from the website onto my portable digital talking book player? And then we are going to go into the live presentation. So we're going to go into the website and show you how to do that. And then how do I sign up to receive information on the free chapter download program and monthly newsletters? So I wanted to let you know that the reason why I particularly love this presentation is that Read How You Want's digital format, or one of the formats, the DAISY formats that come out, is both text and audio, and this is really great for the Classmate Reader because we are able to synchronize the text and the audio with the speech, and so it's the best of both worlds, being full text, full audio files, and there's some great collections. So with that, I want to welcome Brady. This is her first time doing this presentation with me, and we look forward to doing more in the future. So welcome, Brady, and thanks for your time and sharing this information with us today.
Yeah, thank you, Brenda. Thank you for having me. As Brenda said, this is my first time, so I'm really excited to be talking to everybody. Read How You Want, as the slide shows, partners with leading publishers to make their content accessible for readers who cannot access a standard printed book, or for readers that just prefer to read in a DAISY or alternative format. I'll give a little more detail on Read How You Want further into the presentation, and I'm happy to provide anybody with even more details via email or and. Our business model is a little different than a lot of other alternative format publishers in that we partner directly with publishers to release their books in accessible formats and really encourage publishers to address the needs of all readers and to make as many books available in as many formats, not just in general, but at the time of the book's publication. We've recently had quite a few really great simultaneous releases. When the standard edition came out, we at the same time had the DAISY edition out, and we can look at some of those when we're actually looking at the free chapter download program. So as the slide says, this all just helps to create an incentive for publishers to make their content accessible to all readers. Next slide, please, Brenda. And yeah, I think that's a great phrase at the top there, technology in the service of accessible content. Over 4 years, 4 years before our website went live to selling content, so it's actually the R&D has continued on through this past year of us being able to sell Braille and DAISY online. We are continuing to make improvements to our technology so that more formats can be available. We also provide large print formats from 16-point all the way up to 24-point, and we're currently working on some specialized formats where different characters throughout the word are different sizes to help people with different types of eye tracking difficulties. And so our R&D was solid for 4 years before we were able to sell any formats, but now does continue on. And we do have individuals throughout the world working both in R&D and in forming relationships with publishers so that we can provide content to more people. We are currently focused on the US, Australia, the UK, and are just about to open up a Canada, but it really is our goal to branch out through the whole world as we're able to get into other markets and connect with more publishers. Next slide, please, Brenda. So as I mentioned, all of our books are available in large and super large type formats, as well as electronic, Braille, and DAISY. I should clarify on our Braille, just because I had a phone call about it this morning. We do not actually sell printed Braille books. We sell downloadable Braille files that readers can either print out themselves on an embossed printer, if they happen to have one, or read on refreshable Braille displays. So that those are the types of Braille files that we have. And then DAISY, and we often also have just plain MP3 audio, which is DAISY, different than DAISY in that it doesn't have the text accompanying it. And our main mission is that we believe that readers should be able to choose the format of a book that suits them best. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the slides, that's both based off of what they need and also what they prefer to read in. Next slide, please, Brenda. So the types of alternative formats that we currently provide are DAISY, Braille, again, that's downloadable Braille, ebooks, and 5 sizes of printed large print books. Our ebooks are currently not being sold on our site. We've started working with a number of publishers to produce ebook files that they sell directly from their own sites or through what are becoming more traditional ebook channels like Amazon and Fursoni's Mobi, that kind of thing. I believe we are planning on adding ebooks to our site, but we don't currently have ebook formats on our site. And we actually have 2 different sites. Oh, thank you, Brenda. One is the readhowyouwant.com, and that's where we have our large print books. It is accessible to screen readers, but the readhowyouwant.com/DAISY site is more simplified in the structure of the site, so it's more accessible to screen readers. And so we refer to that often as our accessible site. It also, you can link back and forth between the two sites once we get to a book, you'll see that it'll have all the different formats and then a link for if you wanted to buy the book in large print, it would take you back to the large print site and vice versa. But we just kind of have the 2 different formats of the sites to make it easier for people that need an accessible site.
Great.
Next slide, please.
Brady, just I'm going to step in here. There's a question that said,
sure.
What is the font size? What font size is super large? So what is your largest font from your smaller font?
Great question. Our large print sizes go 16-point, 16-point bold, 18-point, 20-point, and 24-point. And the reason we don't have 18-point bold and 20-point bold and 24-point bold is because by the time the font's up that large, it's already appearing quite bold. So those are the 5 sizes, 16 to 24-point.
Okay, great. So, just hold on here. So I'll go through this, and then we're actually going to jump into the website right after you talk about this particular slide, Brady.
Great. So about a year ago, Read How You Want and Humanware decided to partner on a program called the Free Chapter Download Program, and it's to sort of celebrate the relationship between a content provider and a device provider. So Humanware makes great products, including the Classmate Reader, and then Read How You Want wants to provide as many books to readers for those devices as possible. And sorry, I'm just trying to read ahead here. Great, yeah. So on, I believe the next slide, we'll see the URL for how you actually download the books. And what the free chapter, I'm sorry, Brenda, the readhowyouwant.com/humanware. Am I jumping ahead here?
Yeah, I don't have that slide. We're going to go right into the website right now, actually. So.
Oh, okay, great. So each month, this is our large print site, and you'll see that it's separated by category on the left-hand side. We like to feature a book every month or every couple of weeks. This one that we're featuring right now in the top center is a recent Pulitzer Prize winner. It's the prize winner for fiction this year and has received really great reviews. It's called Tinkers by Paul Harding, and the original publisher was Bellevue Literary Press. If you scroll down, we also feature other bestsellers, and they're just featured a little less prominently without quite as much information, but we always try to feature a diversity of titles there. So there's some business books, health titles, poetry and novels, and that's just to kind of catch people's attention with those bestsellers. If you were to click on any of them, you could go directly to the books page and find out more about the book itself. This is a really exciting title that Brenda's just clicked on here called The Illustrated Guide to Assistive Technology and Devices that we worked with the publisher to release at the same time the standard edition was released. And these are the kind of books that we absolutely love to do the most, the books that talk about a topic that people that need to read accessible books really need the information on. So this book was available in Daisy, Braille, and large print the same day the standard edition came out, and it talks a lot about Intel Reader and all different kinds of devices that different types of files can actually be read on. So that was a really perfect fit. I see Brenda's cursor hovering there over the format sample. That will actually pull up a sample of the 16-point. And it's not from, I think it'll pull it up. There you go, it's a PDF. So you can kind of see in, go ahead, Brenda.
I'm just scrolling down a little bit to a book.
In, great, yeah. You can see how the 16-point looks. Our large print also, it's not just larger type, it's optimized for easier reading so that there's less hyphenation per page and a little more spacing between the lines to allow for easier eye tracking.
So when people are purchasing,
so you can see how the text appears there.
Great. So Brady, when people go into this large print, you are going to mail them out the book for $22.
Exactly. There is a small shipping fee on that, but yeah, our books are all print on demand. So whether you order it from our site or if you found one of our books on Amazon, they are printed the day that you order them and then take generally about a week, week and a half to be mailed to you. So that's also what allows us to have thousands of titles in our inventory, is because we don't have to have a physical inventory stored somewhere. We're able to use the print-on-demand technology.
Great. So, and there is a drop-down menu for you to select whether you want the 16 font up to the 24 font as well. So
yes.
That's great.
Great. The link there, Brenda?
So what we're going to do right now, at the very top of Read How You Want, there is a link that says Braille and Daisy site. And there's a help number if you need help at all. Read How You Want is very active with in Twitter and Facebook, and they have a blog that goes on as well. So if you're interested in that, we can get you that information. But we're going to click on the link that says Braille and Daisy site. And so I'll have you explain this a little bit, Brady, for us.
Sure. So this is our accessible site, and you'll see in the URL it actually says readhowyouwant.com/braille. It brings you to the same place if you put in /braille or /daisy. So whatever's easier for you to remember, you'll get to the same website. So as you'll see here, this website is simplified in terms of format from the large print site. It still, however, has all the information that you'd be able to find from a large print site. The tabs along the top go home, bookstore, about us, technology, formats, contact us, and FAQ. So the technology tab just is a little diagram of how a book gets turned from a standard print edition into all these different formats that we create. Just kind of, you know, the process and life of a book becoming an accessible format. And basically that starts with, it just starts with the publisher giving us an electronic file, and then that technology that we've created over the years is able to code it into all the different formats at the same time. So that's how we're able to do so many formats. And if you were to click on the formats tab, we don't have to go there right now, but because we've already gone through quite a bit of it, but it would give you a description of each of them, large print versus braille versus daisy kind of thing. So you'll see at the top of the website, after a couple short paragraphs on Read How You Want, that there's a link, Read How You Want in the Humanware free chapter download program. We'll go there. And so, again, you could get here by also typing in the URL www.readhowyouwant.com/humanware. And it's got a short description of the program between the two of us. But perhaps a little more importantly than that is to talk about the books themselves. The first couple of months that we worked with Humanware on this program, we just had the first free chapter of 20 contemporary titles available for free download. And the point was to get people comfortable with using our files, really be able to figure out how to do a download from our site without having to first purchase a book, and also to get a preview of 20 different books to see if it was something the reader was actually really interested in. After receiving some customer feedback, we added to the program and now include at the very top 5 full title downloads from our classics collection. So classics are, you know, the books that we all grew up reading or we still love to read. Brenna just clicked there on Oscar Wilde's title, An Ideal Husband. We try to do a lot of Jane Austen, Sherlock Holmes, some great books like that, and we try to do books that are appropriate both for adults and have at least one or two titles that would be appropriate for children as well, because, again, we really want to be focusing on all readers. So Brenda's brought us here to the download page for An Ideal Husband by Oscar Wilde, and it can be downloaded, again, this is in full, either in Braille or Daisy, Niso, or MP3. And Brenda, maybe we can just click on the Daisy since we're talking mostly about Daisy.
Yes, we definitely can. I just wanted to show this page, and we're going to go back and do the chapter download because the full book will take a little bit longer. So within the available formats, they also do various tabs for each of them. We're going to go back and do a smaller chapter just because it takes a little while to download these books. So, because of full text, full audio.
Yeah, you're right. Good thinking. So here we are. This is a young adult, maybe a child's book, I think, up to fourth grade. And again, this is going to download the first chapter just to give you a sense of what the book is like and also show you how to download our files.
So what we're doing right now is...
which I think is pretty easy.
Yep. It is very easy. I'm going to walk you through exactly how you need to download it. So once you click on that tab, I already had preloaded it because it took about a minute or so to do the chapter, and I didn't want you to wait. So in behind, I'm just going to hit cancel here for a second. You're going to see all of these little files, and they all are all pieces of the book that we need to have. So the next step that we need to do is actually say extract all files. And then in my version, we have the compression. So we say next. And I'm going to go into browse. I have my SD card. And so if you are using a stream or a Braille note, and Brady, I'm going to unmic you for a minute because I'm getting that feedback again. Just give me a second.
Sure.
I'll put you back on in a second. Okay, so what is going to happen is we can go into, when we look at our SD card, we are going to, I'm just going to open up the folders. You're going to see all the folders drop down, and you're going to see a folder that says VRDTB. And so we click on that folder, and I'm actually going to make a new folder. I like to keep all my books in separate folders, so I'm going to call it Read How You Want. And I'm going to just say book two. And this is where I'm going to contain all the folders. And so I highlight that book so that we now have access to it. And I'm just going to hit OK. And so in our root directory where this information is going to be sent, it says that it's going from my particular drive into the $VRDTB, read how you want, and that's what I call it. I press next. And that book is extracting all those files, and I don't have enough room for it, but it will go directly onto the SD card. That is how easy it is. If I had more room, then we would drop that on there, but obviously I have too many books on that SD card. So I'm going to hit cancel. I'm going to unmic Brady. Okay, so that's how easy it is to transfer files from Read How You Want. And the big difference between, you know, a DAISY file and an MP3 file is our ability to navigate through that book. So that's how we download. Brady, you've been unmiked, so we can hear you again. I'm going to go back.
Great. I just wanted to point out, because this question sometimes comes up, that not all publishers have given us MP3 files of their books. So if you only see the DAISY and the Braille, go ahead and download the DAISY, and you can just use the audio part of that file. Don't be alarmed if you don't see all the formats always provided the same, because it does somewhat vary publisher by publisher. Most of our publishers are really enthused about providing all of the formats, but some have already made just audio versions of books, things like that, and so occasionally the files do vary somewhat regarding what's available.
Great. So
real quickly, if I could.
Go ahead, Brady.
Oh, sorry. I was just going to point out a couple of exciting books that we have available this month in the free chapter download, because I'd mentioned previously that we are really working with publishers on simultaneous releases and making books available in accessible formats as soon as they're released in standard print. Because traditionally there's been a long delay, often up to multiple years, before books come out in print. So we're really proud that we're able to release quite a few simultaneously. If you could scroll down, please, Brenda, to the titles for adults section. So we have there at the bottom right-hand corner, Tiger by Steve Helling, and that's a brand new book on Tiger Woods. that just released on May 4th. So pretty excited about that one. Should be a hot topic. Right next to it is Earthing by Clinton Ober, and that's a health title from Basic Health Publications that was also just released this month. So we're always trying to include brand new titles in the free chapter download, you know, so that book clubs can be, everybody can be reading the format that they need, and people can be talking about books the same time that reviews are being written about them, that sort of thing. So always keep a lookout for some new releases in our list.
We have another question that says, so this program is just for one chapter is free, and then, and not for the entire book. You are correct. The free chapter part of these 20 titles, it's only the first chapter that you would receive free, and then if you like that selection, you can purchase it. If you want to, though, every month we are having 5 books as well that are free classic downloads, so please go ahead and download all 5 of those collections on a monthly basis. So
definitely.
So, yep.
And our Daisy titles run $12.99 each, so we really do try to keep them at a reasonable price. Our large print titles end up being more expensive than the standard print because it takes more paper to print them since they're longer, but our Braille and Daisy titles are actually less expensive almost all of the time than the standard print edition because they're at $12.99 for Daisy, $9.99 for Braille.
The other thing that we wanted to cover in the website is how to search for book titles. So I'm going to have Brady take us through that. And that's why I've gone back to this section.
Great. That's a great question. We are currently working with over 100 publishers. However, we work with publishers that are small, you know, maybe only have a dozen, to publishers with 1,000 titles in their list. So sometimes you may not know the title of the book you're looking for. For instance, you know, we aren't currently working with Harry Potter's publisher, something like that, something that's really popular, though we are always trying to get those publishers and adding new publishers every month. So if you do happen to know a title that you're searching for, you can always type it right there into the search bookstore field. And you can either search by book, which would be by title, or Brenda, if you pull down that pull tab under that says search for books, you can also search by author. So if you have a favorite author, for instance, we have a number of titles by Louise Hay, you could type that in and search that way. The way that I often recommend users to search on our site is more by category. And that's because if you happen to know a genre that you're really a fan of, a topic that you're specifically looking for a title on, it's easier to find it there than trying to see if we have a specific title that we may or may not have. So our categories start out pretty broad: adult fiction, adult nonfiction, children and young adult, Christian, business technical, poetry, plays, the classics collection, featured hot titles. And those featured hot titles change every month as part of our hot list, which is often very similar to our 20 free chapter download titles. And again, they're just things that are either new releases or Brenda's scrolling over there, the 25 things every new mother should know. So we ran that one this month for Mother's Day, those kinds of things. So we try to keep that list pretty topical. Yeah, so you can see there the different formats that's available in.
So I see that the Braille edition
and
runs
if we go
about
back to
I see that the Braille edition runs about $10
mm-hmm.
on demand. Okay.
Yes, all our Braille titles are $9.99 except for the Classics Collection, which are $4.99.
Okay. So let's go back then, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So the categories become more, if we could go back one more page, please, Brenda. The categories become more specific as you go into them. So if you click on adult fiction, you'll see there that it's divided into action and adventure, Australian, etc. So that's how, if you know that you really like, for instance, mystery books, you could search quite easily through the categories. So you'll see there we have quite a lot of mystery titles. We work with a really great mystery book publisher called Poison Pen Press. They actually just won the Edgar Allan Poe Award for Publisher of the Year this year. So we have a really nice selection of mystery titles. So I hope that answers the different ways to search on our site. Again, if you have a specific title in mind, you can type it in the search field on the right-hand side of the screen. But if you're just wanting to kind of look through as you would a physical bookstore, you know, going to Borders or something where you'd look more in various sections of the bookstore, then I'd suggest searching through by category.
Great. So let's go back into our PowerPoint. So that covers the main section of the Read How You Want, how to download the program, what is it about, and how to search. So that was great, Brady. So I am just coming to, I want to finish our webinar, and then we're going to open up for any other questions. If people would like to send any in, please go ahead. I wanted to let you know that we have had quite a few different presentations and continue to have quite a few presentations this week as well. So please join us tomorrow on how to organize these files once we start downloading them, how do we keep everything straight, especially when we're working with school kids. We also have a presentation on Wednesday on how to transfer information onto the Victor Reader stream right from the Bookshare website. And then we have a part two on organizing those files, so we broke it up into two sections. And then on Monday next week, we're talking about the Intel Reader and how to transfer files onto the Classmate Reader. So if you have any suggestions or recommendations for future presentations, please send them to brenda.mcbride@humanware.com. And our next slide, and let me just go from current slide here. So I wanted to let you know that you can become a friend of the Classmate Reader, and this is where I'll be posting presentations, and you can come and visit the page and find out information about that. I wanted to give you our contact information for today, and you've received my information a couple times today, so if you need to send me a message, please call brenda.mcbride@humanware.com. That's my email address. Phone number is 1-888-723-7273, and I'm extension 320. And Brady, I'll have you give your information and talk a little bit about Facebook and Twitter and what you're doing with that.
Sure. So my full name is Brady Grapien-Samco, and I'm the Associate Publicist at Read How You Want. I also handle all of our customer service, so please do not hesitate to email or call me. My email address is Brady, and that's B-R-A-D-I at readhowyouwant.com, and that's readhowyouwant.com. My direct line is 971-340-9853. We also have an 800 number that I answer. It's 800-797-9277. And we do have Facebook and Twitter, as well as our blog, and Brenda showed you how you can link to our blog, but in case you want the URL, it's readhowyouwant.com/blog. And I try to post most things on both our blog as well as our Facebook and Twitter pages, so that people can find them no matter what social media they're on and they like. And we post all kinds of things onto our blog, Facebook, and Twitter. Definitely any news about our organization. At the first of the month, I'll post an announcement that the new titles for the free chapter download program have been posted and are available. Excuse me. But I also try to post more general industry-wide news. We were blogging quite a bit about the iPad when it first came out, and definitely anytime I saw a user review that was from somebody that was blind or using the text-to-speech function, that kind of thing. So we really try to make it informative on things that are happening within the publishing and technology industries in general, not just about ourselves. And again, all kinds of comments and questions are always encouraged and welcomed on those.
So with that, I want to say thanks, Brady. Thanks for attending today. And please send us emails if you need to. We will open up the mics, and if anyone has any comments, then we will let the open mic session address any other questions. So let me unmute you all, and just realize that if you do have a microphone, it will be unmuted. So if you need to, let me know, and we can remute you. So. I have to do it individually, so. So you are all being unmuted, and if you have any questions, then please. I guess we're giving you fair warning. So if any of you have questions, let me know. Oh, this is a question. For the large print font books, for large print books, what size of paper is used? Brady, do you hear that question? Okay, Brady, you're now live. Sorry
Hi.
About that.
That's okay. That's a great question. Our books are a little larger than the standard book is typically about 8x5. We're a little larger by a couple inches each way, so about 8x10. And that just allows for books to be kept into fewer pages, so less thick and fewer volumes, since there's more page that text can be put on. So they are a little larger than standard books.
Great. Thanks for the question, Teresa. Does anyone have any questions they would like to ask verbally?
Yes, please.
Okay. Go ahead, please.
Now that we know how to download the books, can we go back to the free classic downloads that were featured in prior months that seem to have evaporated from the site, or are they lost to free downloads?
Yeah, that's a good question. We do refresh the site each month so that there are 5 new titles available, and we don't keep them available through the next month.
Okay, thank you.
So if you want them, I guess you need to make sure that you download them once you see the titles are available.
So. Yep, thank you.
Yep, great. Anyone else have any other questions? Well, with that, I am going to close the session, and thank you for attending the presentation, and hopefully you'll join us later on this week for the other presentations we have. Oh, I have one more question. As you know, showing the website, I saw it said 2 versions of DAISY. What's the difference? She wants to know what's the difference between DAISY 2.0 and the DAISY NISO is. Can you explain that, Brady?
Yeah, those are 2 different standards.
Sorry, Brady. I'm going to have.
Hi,
Brady. I just muted you for a second because there's so much feedback. I've muted everyone. So I'm going to have you readdress that question. Sorry, everyone.
Sure. DAISY NISO and DAISY 2.02 are just two different standards of DAISY. The DAISY Consortium is an international group that makes sure that DAISY standards are followed by everybody producing DAISY so that it can be used widely on a variety of different machines and software programs. They have a really great description of the history and changes that have been made to the DAISY format over the past few decades, and again, that's the DAISY Consortium website. They also have a really great monthly newsletter if you're interested in ongoing changes in the international DAISY world. So typically both the NISO and the 2.02 format should work on whatever DAISY player you have. But again, because we have the free chapter downloads, you could download both versions of the same chapter and see if there's anything different about each one that you preferred. The specific differences are pretty slight, and I don't have the list of them in front of me right now, unfortunately. But again, they're just standards set by the international DAISY industry that make sure that the files are usable and are addressing the needs of people that really need or prefer DAISY. And I think there's even this past year a DAISY 3.0 file standard that is either being worked on or has just recently been released. So it's just, you know, how I compare it to the difference between, like, the different versions of Microsoft Word that come out each year, a couple of years. So not a huge difference in either one, and you should be able to read both.
Okay, one of the questions is, yes, the screen will play all of the formats. So the big difference is that there's just some extra features. So, for example, with, say, alt text for a picture, as the standard improves, they will add certain features to it. So DAISY 3.0 would probably, you know, be reading picture files mm-hmm. and the description. That's an example of what one of the changes would be between one version and the next. So you are correct, Teresa, that this will play. So. Perfect. Well, I thank all of you for attending today. I hope that you now have some information on being able to go into the Read How You Want site and accessing those free classic titles monthly for sure, as well as having that free chapter to get a flavor and taste of what the book is all about. So with that, I encourage you to visit their site, especially on a monthly basis, to get new titles. So with that, I'm going to pass it over to Brady to say any closing comments, and we will see you back here at the HumanWare webinar site, hopefully in the near future.
Yeah, thank you all very much for coming and participating and having questions.